Welcome back to Focal Point Podcast. This is Rich Basu.
And Kobe Roseman.
So this episode, we're going to talk about a upcoming story that's going to be on the Man Mag, as we like to call it.
Right.
This story is on Goals 4. Kobe, right. Do you want to talk about Goals 4 a little bit and the history
of yeah,
the
for Goals sure.
program?
So tomorrow the magazine will be coming out. And again, like Rich said, this is going to be one of our biggest stories. And every couple of years... Over a decade ago, our school met together, a bunch of administrators, and rewrote our school's vision statement and goals. And the fourth edition since like the 80s, I think, was the first one.
Right, 1984.
Yeah. And so the next edition is going to be coming out, and it's basically going to look at the next decade or more of our school and what the administration's plans are.
Yeah, yeah. So for the story, too, we basically talked to the people that kind of founded and created Goals 4.
Mm-hmm.
And what we learned was that the school is going to be looking a lot different in the
yeah,
next,
for sure.
I'd say about a decade.
Yeah.
There are six core categories of mm-hmm. this new mission statement, or it's called Goals 4 because I like to call it the fourth edition of St. Mark's.
Yeah.
The categories are students and learning, faculty and teaching, student enrollment, access and affordability, facilities, civic responsibility, and stewardship.
Right. And maybe we should go back a little bit and explain kind of why Goals 4 fits into the broader scheme of the mag, and especially how it came to be.
Definitely.
Because so Goals 4 is going to be much more focused on a lot of the aspects of St. Mark's that talk about manhood and becoming men. And that's yeah. kind of what inspired a lot of this magazine that's coming out tomorrow. And so we actually had to go in and talk to Mr. Deeney before we started working on the magazine and make sure it was okay with him, because I think the board just approved Goals 4, you know, a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we had to make sure that it was okay with him and the board that we would be releasing a lot of what Goals 4 is, because their original plans were to release it kind of piecemeal throughout 2017.
But
the magazine kind of is going to contain a lot of that, so we had to talk with him first.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff is really specific,
yeah,
and also really general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Goals 3, a really specific thing that I found interesting was that they wanted to make the campus face north.
Yeah.
And
they wanted to basically reorient the campus.
Yeah.
Which,
and I guess it just wasn't facing north, like,
uh-huh.
before Centennial Hall was
right.
built. And I guess they did that by tearing down Davis Hall and
right.
just orienting the campus
mm-hmm.
toward the north side, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, which and for those that don't know about this goal, these goals that we do, I mean, basically anything that the school does, it all starts with the goals that they set for that
right.
period of time. So.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, in my opinion, the biggest part of Goals 3 was the college counseling.
Right.
The implementation of the college counseling program.
Yeah, and if you look at our college counseling program now, I mean, you can see that that goal
right.
actually got realized.
Yeah, definitely one of the best parts about St. Mark's. So just another thing about Goals 4, we're just going to go over and talk about some interesting things.
Yeah, some of the specific aspects.
Right. So what I kind of found interesting was strengthening the advisory program and
right.
the lower school science.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are the two things that are specific under the students and learning
mm-hmm.
core objective.
Yeah.
Strengthening the advisory program.
Right.
I mean, I would have to agree with that. Our advisories are pretty mundane, boring,
yeah. so
uneventful.
I think the inspiration for a lot of that, at least from what I've heard from faculty members and students too, is, you know, like our... a lot of other schools and SBC schools, they have advisory programs that meet every day, especially
Hockney,
their advisory, they meet every day.
And they do stuff, I'm sure.
And our advisory meets on Mondays
for
a 30-minute period. And yeah, so, and this has kind of been in the talks, I think, for a couple of years
yeah.
now. But Goals 4 is the first time we're writing and saying, okay,
yeah.
we need to look at this and figure out something.
And I feel like they've
else.
Tried to strengthen the advisory program through emails and telling
mm-hmm.
the advisors to talk about
right.
Like at the first advisory of each school year, they have you like write goals
yeah
for the end of the school year,
yeah,
but then that just doesn't pan out throughout right. the year, and then it just becomes like a snack
mm-hmm.
area.
And then what you were saying before about lower school science, I think that kind of fits under the new science building aspect.
Yeah, so the Wynn science building,
right,
and they're incorporating lower school science. So you're going to see lower schoolers in the science building now.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really cool,
yeah,
cool idea.
Yeah.
All right, so another part of Goals 4 that a lot of St. Mark's kids care about,
yeah,
so we're going to talk about it,
okay,
is scheduling.
Yeah, and for sure. This is definitely one of the things that stood out to me when I was talking to Mr. Deeney about this. And one of the goals is to look at the schedule that we have right now and relook at that and evaluate it. And going back to the Hockaday example, I mean, they have a block schedule. And
that's really nice because you have two days to work on assignments and you're not overflowed with work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is the major flaw in our schedule, is that we have to do all our homework in one night, which is, I guess, is fine because you're doing subjects every day.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can get too much. And in Goals 4, it doesn't really articulate exactly what they're going to do with the schedule. It just says, look at the schedule.
So, yeah, we don't know if that means, you know, they want to, their plan is to do this by next year, the year after that, or if it's like a 10-year kind of idea.
Right.
But at least, you know, in this next edition of St. Mark's, they want to relook at our daily schedule and make something that's a little bit more flexible for activities. And
Right. And to be perfectly honest, in my opinion, I don't think it's going to change. If they do any changes to our schedule, it won't be a block because from what I've heard from teachers, they don't want to do that.
Really?
Because they're just so used to teaching every day.
Yeah.
And they just don't see us going, converting to a block schedule.
Yeah.
Because, they're just used to the process.
I think the pressure to change is definitely there.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I think that's why it's in Goals 4, is because they recognize that there's different needs than...
And by the way, most of these goals that they do put in the document, they end up getting realized.
Yeah.
So St. Mark's kids in the future, there will be changes to your schedule.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, the magazine comes out tomorrow. You're going to read about scheduling, Goals 4, and we could sit here for hours talking about everything in Goals 4.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big document, so.
Yeah, but we can't. So definitely pick up a magazine tomorrow. Read about Goals 4 and the future of St. Mark's. This has been Focal Point Podcast. This is Rich Basu.
And I'm Kobe Roseman.
See you guys later.